Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Right now we're going to talk golf and the man to do it, award-winning golf writer Ron Sirek, many books, awards from the PGA and LPGA Tour. Ron, good to visit with you again.
Always a pleasure to be on with you. Looking forward to talking some Masters.
Well, and it is just a great week. There's so much going on. We have the Final Four in the championship game on Monday, the par three on Wednesday. The tournament begins on Thursday. And I know, Ron, you've attended many, covered many. It is quite a week, especially for us who live up here in the cold.
Yeah, you know, this is my 34th Masters, and it never gets old coming down here. It's always there's always a special excitement when you get here, particularly, you know, I live up in the Northeast, and you do feel like golf season's really getting going now because you're here, and it's just so spectacularly beautiful, and nobody presents a golf venue better than Augusta National Golf Club.
It is extraordinary, and they've added events, a drive, a chip, and putt, and the women's amateur. What a great event wrapped up today. They get an opportunity to play the course, and it's in tournament shape because it starts next Thursday. It is a wonderful event, tip of the cap to them.
Yeah, you know, you really have to give the Augusta National a lot of credit for the leadership role that they've taken in golf over the last, 15 years or so. They created the Latin American Amateur Championship, the Pacific Asia-Pacific Amateur Championship, and then the Augusta National Women's Am, the Drive, Chip, and Putt Contest. You know, all of that stuff is stuff that highlights the game of golf and helps widen the base of golf and grow the game. The 72 women amateurs who came and played this week here, 32 made the cut and got to play Augusta National today. And, it was a thrill for them, and it's great, great exposure for the game of golf.
And it's incredible. They're playing from different tees than the men, but still quite a challenge. It was a gorgeous day. It's one of my favorite events now on the calendar in golf, because it is a lead up to the Masters. It's just a lot of fun, and you can tell. And you got to help me pronounce the champion from Spain. I probably butchered it before the news 20 minutes ago, but very well played, a 68 today to win it by one.
Carla Bernet Escuder, from Spain, 21 years old, and you know, you really have to. Again, tip your cap to the fact that they not only have a great golf course here, but they figured out how to set it up for the women so that it is a challenging test for them, but also all the demands and the intricacies of Augusta National are still in play. It's set up so that they're hitting similar approach shots in all the holes as the men would hit, and the men are playing it probably they'll play it at about 7,600 yards, and they'll probably play it about 6,700 yards today. But All those bumps and bruises that you see out there for when the men are playing, they were able to replicate that completely for these women amateurs out there. They're truly exciting.
Yeah, it just a wonderful, wonderful event leading up to anybody who's played the game or follows the game. It is quite a week. And in the experience, even for the media and the patrons, if you will, and I've tried for years and years and years to get a coveted ticket and fail miserably. I get the email that millions probably get. Sorry, maybe next year. It is a unique place. When you walk on the grounds, I'm sure you feel it, Ron.
Yeah, it's the hardest ticket in all of sports. There really hasn't been tickets go on public sale since 1972. You know, I mean, there are divorce battles and estate battles over over Masters tickets, and they do make practice round tickets available in the lottery, but they're incredibly hard to get. And in my mind, it's one of the best run sporting events, and I've been to championships in every sport possible. No events run better than this, and incredibly affordable. If you could get a 4-day ticket, it's like $320. You know, that's like, you know, you can't go to one World Series game for that, and then the concession prices here. I mean, you know, you can get a beer for $3 here. You know, where do you get that at a sporting event? And it's really run. Their first priority is to make it a great experience for the players, but their second priority is to make it a great experience for the patrons. And they do an amazing job of making everybody who comes here feel that their presence is appreciated. And you don't really feel like you're being gouged when you're here. You feel like you're being respected for the fact that you're here to watch golf.
And no phones.
No, not even for us. We are, as the media, I cannot take my phone outside of the press center. And that's something that you're just not allowed to do. And they can track your phone. They can find out if you do it. But can't take it out there.
Yeah, and I'm good with that. And by the way, Ron Syrak joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. About the course and how it's changed. You've been to over 30 of these over the years. And the one thing we keep hearing about is the length, that they keep adding length, the equipment, the ball, et cetera. Is it maxed out? Have they done other things in your time at Augusta National to make it more of a challenge for the best players in the world?
Yeah, the length is the main thing. It's gone from about 6,900 yards to about 7,600 yards since I've been coming here. But they've also, when they've lengthened holes too, what they've done a lot, like on the par fives and the back nine, is they changed the approach angles to the fairways to make it more challenging so that, okay, you can hit a driver off of 13, but you've got to move the ball right to left or you're going to drive through the fairway, or you got to hit less than drivers so you don't drive through the fairway. So they've made some of that challenges. What is the real test at Augusta National are the greens. Nick Faldo gave the best description of Augusta National to me. He said, you know, Augusta seduces you because the fairways are really wide and the greens are really big. He said, but you only want to use about one third of the fairway and you only want to use about one quarter of the greens. You know, you've got to find your targets and you've got to hit your targets. And again, that the genius of Augusta is if you're hitting your targets, it rewards good shots. You can shoot 64 in this golf course, but you don't have to miss your target by much. If you miss your target by a yard and a half in these greens, the ball, instead of funneling towards the hole, is going to funnel away from the hole, and then you're in three-putt territory. So it's the kind of course that if you're on your game and you're hitting your approach shots with precision, you'll be rewarded for that. But if you're missing by just a little bit, it's a punishing golf course.
Ron, can the average player fathom the speed of these greens?
No.
Okay.
I played it once on a Monday after the tournament. They didn't cut the greens, so they weren't quite as fast as they were on Sunday, but they were the same hole locations on Sunday. One of the things anybody who gets to Augusta, one of the without exception, they will tell you, wow, the contours are steeper than I saw on TV. And that's true on the fairways. From number 10 tee to number 12 green, it's probably a 200-foot change in elevation. But then the contours on the greens are just really, really hard. And the greens are going to putt it about a 14 on the stint. It's going to be there are so many holes where you would rather have a 35-foot uphill putt than a 10-foot downhill putt. And that's what I remember, again, Faldo telling me when he came from six strokes back to beat Norman in 1996. He said, you know, he shot 67 that day in that final round, one of the great closing rounds in major championship history. Tends to get lost because everybody focuses on the fact Norman shot 78 that day. But Faldo pointed out to me that in his 67, he said, only once did I leave my ball above the hole. And that was on number nine, where you have to be above the hole so you don't spin the ball back off the front of the green. But Faldo did it. He put his ball in a position so that he had uphill putts the entire day. That's the key to scoring at Augusta.
And in your years covering the tournament and being at Augusta National, there has to be years that stand out. And inevitably, everyone talks about Jack's back nine in 86, and it's hard to think of anything being maybe a better nine holes or a better stretch of holes late on that Sunday and his miraculous six green jacket. But a year later, Larry Mize chips in to win. I mean, I'm sure the memories for you are almost too long to mention.
Well, I'll give you one that I'm not sure that any sport ever had three consecutive years as dynamic as Augusta did in 95, 96, and 97. Yeah. 95, Ben Crenshaw came in. He had won the Masters 11 years earlier, but he was 43 years old. He wasn't playing his best golf. And the day before, the Wednesday before the tournament starts, he flies back to Texas, to Austin, to be pallbearer for Harvey Pinnick, his longtime coach. Then he comes back and he wins the tournament. And I'm thinking, wow, I'm never going to get a better story to write than this. The next year, it's Faldo Norman, six-stroke lead going this Sunday. Faldo comes back and wins. The next year, 21-year-old Tiger Woods shoots 18 under par and wins by 12 strokes. I think those three tournaments, 95, 96, 97, I don't know if consecutively any sport has produced back-to-back-to-back events quite as compelling as those three.
Not every back nine on Sunday is great, but it's still compelling television.
And I think part of it is, you know, we've been watching it since 1956 on television. We've been watching it so much that everybody knows that back nine. For a long time, they would only show us the back nine. They wouldn't show us the front nine. And everybody knows that back nine. You know Amen Corner. You know the two par fives where you can make a three or you can make a seven at 13 and 15. You know the incredible par three 12th hole with the pond in front. You know 16 with the contour there and the water on the side. So we all know those golf holes. And it used to be, and this the one thing that they really improved on here, 17 and 18 were sort of anticlimactic holes, but they've now made them incredibly difficult holes. You know, it's where par is a good score on those two closing holes. But the fact that the back nine is burned into our memory because we've been watching it on TV for so long really makes it special.
Yeah, and if you think about some of those holes, I still think, with all due respect to Pebble Beach and other great par threes around the world that we've seen on television in majors, I still think the 12th at Augusta National is the best par three in the world.
It's the perfect example of all the great par threes that I know are holes in which the players have a scoring club in their hand. You know, it's 156 yards. They're hitting seven or eight iron. It's not like, to me, one of the most boring holes in golf is a 240-yard par three, you know, because you're just trying to hit the green two putt and move on. But the great par three is the postage stamp hole at Royal Troon, number seven at Pebble Beach. Right. You know, they're short holes. Those are holes where, like, okay, you got a scoring club in your hand. How bold are you going to be? And 12 is just when you're on the tee there, there are these towering trees are behind the green. You can't get a real good sense of what the wind's doing. So a lot of it is guessing. You know, you look at the flag on 12 and it's not moving at all. You look over at the flag on 11 green, which is right off to the left side of the tee box there, and you can see the wind whipping it. You know, so you're trying to guess what the wind's doing. That's a big part of what makes that such a devilish hole. But when Tiger won here in 2019, his last major, 15th major, about five other people should have won that golf tournament that day, and four of them hit the ball in the water on 12, okay. I believe. Spieth, Tony Finau, Tommy Fleetwood, you know, all had a chance to win, all found the water.
Ron, before we run out of time, and once again, Ron Cyrak, award-winning golf writer, joining us, many books, awards from the PGA and LPGA Tour. You think Scottie Scheffler, potentially one of the live guys coming into this, Rory McIlroy, there's rumors of an injury. He's trying to complete the career Grand Slam. Who do you look at starting Thursday?
Well, Scheffler and McIlroy are 1 and 1A, I have to think. And you mentioned the live guys. Joaquin Niemann's been playing very, very well over there. John Rahm has won here. Brooks Koepka knows how to win major championships. You got to keep an eye on them. Minwoo Lee has played well here, and he's won a tournament now. You know, he may be able to break through. Colin Morikawa, we're going to see more from, I think. Justin Thomas seems like he's starting to get things back. I think those are all names that that are going to be in the mix, but certainly I think what everybody's got their eye on is Scheffler and McIlroy. The question with Rory is, how long's the hangover from those missed putts in last year's U.S. Open going to last for him? You know, and the first time he's got a 5-footer here will be a big, big moment for him in this tournament, because, you know, if he makes it, that could be a springboard to having a great tournament. If he misses it, it could be another long 4 days for Rory.
Well, I wish I could be on the grounds and enjoy one of those egg salad sandwiches. They sound phenomenal.
I was figuring out the other day, in 34 years, I've probably had about 500 of those egg salad sandwiches.
Yeah, I saw a social media post along those lines. Boy, someday it's on my list. I'm going to keep trying one day, even if it's a practice run. I want to walk the grounds while I'm still able, Ron.
It's the only time I eat white bread is the egg salad sandwiches here, but somehow it tastes awesome.
Oh, yeah. I want one so bad. All right, Ron, yeah. Good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
I'll mail you an egg salad sandwich.
There he is, Ron Cyrak, joining us here on News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk 830-WCCO.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.